The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotionals become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but they're really fun and they make you smile. The review of the Goofy News, which proved Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. As we always say, hopefully before this show is over. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use if we want to. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? That's always a good question. Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes. Your phone calls and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 5,400 seconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about life, about living life as a Christian, going through the whole process, the ups and the downs, the ins and the outs, the yes, I get it, and the no, I don'ts. In that process, you might have a comment, an opinion, a thought, or a question. We have Troy on hold right now. In just a minute, we're going to get to him. He's got a question. We're going to get to him in just a sec. Here's the bottom line, though. If you have one of those things and you want to share, or a praise report, or a prayer request, or an answer to Bible trivia, or you're just scratching your head and trying to get a handle on things, that's awesome. Keep it simple. Reach out to us. Let's talk about it. Our number here is 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. And when you make that phone call and you call 972-445-0770, it's Terrific Tea that answers the phone, and that's just like springtime. Ooh, nice territory. Liking that. There you go. Perfect sound, by the way. That was a good one. Text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. You can also email us, david@hemustincrease.org. david@hemustincrease.org. We're going to play the website. Then I'll grab Troy and see what's going on for him. But don't forget about our website, because that's the place where you can give, and we'd like you to really pray about that. Don't forget hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, here we go. We're going to go reach over and talk to Troy. This is David. How you doing, Troy?
Oh, pretty good. You okay?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that, my brother. What's happening?
Are you Sagittarius?
I don't know. I'm a Christian, so I don't know what else I am.
Well, I was born in December, too, the 11th.
You're born December 11th?
Yeah.
That's pretty close to me. I was the 3rd, and my son is the 4th.
So, oh, okay.
So we're right into that territory.
What I'm getting at, you know, back in the, I believe it was 1700s, when British ruled the world, when Britain ruled the world, uh-huh. Almost, you know?
Yep.
Okay. Back in them days, they changed the name to a bunch of them countries over there, you know, like Iraq and Iran and all them countries. Their name is Iraq and Iran, but before that, we don't know what their names was, as far as I know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a lot of name changing going on. That happens when nations conquer other nations. They get most of the time, the names get changed.
And you know, Jonah was in that big fish, and he didn't want to go to, I want to say Jennifer or something like that. What was the name of that place?
When Jonah was going to go to Nineveh?
Yeah, Nineveh, yeah, okay. All right, when Jonah was going to go to Nineveh, he didn't want to go. He didn't like them people. For sure he didn't like them people. But I've seen a map of Iran and Iraq, the waterfront area.
Uh-huh.
And I was just wondering if God caught that big fish carrying him to that and led him off in one of them countries, Iraq or Iran.
I cannot answer the geographical question, and I'll tell you why. Because you have just hit upon the David Spoon weak point. Geography, not my strength. I'm a little shy in there. I just want to tell you that.
I mean, he didn't want to go so bad.
Yeah.
It must have been Iraq or Iran. He didn't want to go to.
Well, there's a lot of people that God calls, and he wants us to do things, and there's a lot of us that go, I don't want to do it. So I think it's funny because it's in Scripture, and it shows you he's a prophet of the Lord, but sometimes people are resistant. So the best attitude is to just say, yes, sir, and do what he says.
Yeah.
That's the right way to do it.
I mean, you wouldn't have no idea on that, would you?
No, I don't. It would be pretty easy search you can do, or somebody can reach out to us who's listening to the show. They can help us on that.
Yeah. Okay, then. That's all. I just want to tell you my birthday was the 11th, and I didn't know if you were Sagittarius or not. I'm a Christian, too, but I'm still a Sagittarius, I guess.
I don't know. I'm a Christian. I stick with that. I don't do a lot of horoscope stuff for me, so I'm not real familiar with it.
All righty. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you, Troy. God bless you. All right. Okay. There we go. So we got that taken care of, right? All right. There. Okay, gotcha on that one. All right, let me share with you something that is really important, though, and this comes out of Luke chapter 22, verse 10 through 11. Ready? Ready? Oh, I'm going to challenge you right off the bat. You know, we've talked about people speaking for God, and one of the biggest problems that we have is you got people on cable news that claim to be speaking for God that don't know who God is. That's a problem. You got people who are newscasters who have shows who are living for ratings, and they're trying to tell you what God is or isn't like, having not a clue themselves. They wouldn't know the difference between God and a paper bag, which is kind of sad. Luke chapter 22, verse 10 through 11. This is what was spoken. He replied, "As you enter a city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him into the house that he enters, and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is the guest room that I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Not only as you, as a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, a true representative of God through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ, not only should we speak for God, we must speak for God. And in fact, the disciples were told by Jesus to tell them, 'This is what I said.' Tell them, 'This is what I want to know. This is my question. Speak that for me.' In the Great Commission in Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, it says this: Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and earth has been given unto me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.'" Look at verse 20 again. "And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." Just one more time. "And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." This is what our call is to speak or to represent in that capacity. 2 Corinthians 5:20. "For God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. This is the wonderful message he has given us to tell others. We are Christ's ambassadors, and God is using us to speak to you." So here's the idea behind all of this. Anything that has to do with truth, anything that has to do with Bible, anything that has to do with God's word, anything that has to do with the representation of God, you have to speak. You are required to speak. You are commanded to speak. And when we don't speak, what happens? But false prophets and liars speak on behalf of God, distorting what God's truth is. When the Christian does not speak the truth, the lies get promoted. When the Christian does not take the stand and speak what the Word of God is, the falsehoods get promoted. So we have a requirement. We have a mandate. We are required. You look at Jude, the entire premise of the letter that Jude wrote is that we have to contend for the faith. We're not, I mean, this idea that Christians should be quiet and sit in a corner and, you know, put their thumb in a pie or something, I don't have any idea where that's coming from because it's not scriptural. In fact, we're told to go to Jerusalem and then into Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the world, making proclamation. And if we fulfill the call and the commission of the Lord Jesus Christ in all of our lives, we take the gospel wherever we go. The problem is that people are so afraid to offend one another now. Don't say that. I don't want to be offensive. Don't say that. I don't want to offend this person. And we're not often considering that the one that we offend the most is him who gave us the most, sacrificed for us the most, and loves us the most. Isn't that kind of a backwards way of doing things? Maybe what we ought to do is pray for courage and the understanding of God's word, that we might speak it truthfully, plain, and in love with his help. You know, if you do it with God, it's always better. Always. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
First and foremost, we want to review our most important element of the day, and that is our DNA. Why is DNA important? Because a Christian should know what they're made of no matter what they're going through. Can I say this again as I've said it before? Let me do it real quick. Ready? More news is coming. I know it sounds prophetic, doesn't it? More, even different news today, tomorrow, and the next day, and for the next week, and the next month, and the next year, and the next decade. Da-da-da. That's good. So in lieu of that, we have to have a certain way, and we need to be. Our DNA, Christian DNA, has three elements. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. Number two, never be ashamed. Never be ashamed of the Lord and his words. And A, always be ready to
serve.
Serve! There you go. So it's three simple things. DNA.
You're here when I need you the most. When I need you the most.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Let's get ready for our first trivia question. Now, this is not a trick question, but you must listen to the question or you will be tricked by it. Get that? Which gospel opens with John the Baptist preaching in the desert? Which gospel opens up with John the Baptist preaching in the desert? Which gospel does that? If you're just completely unsure, then look at all of the gospels in the first chapter. Look at Matthew 1, Mark 1, Luke 1, and John 1, and you'll be able to get the answer. You can call in 972-445-0770. It's 972-445-0770, or text in 214-210-8483. A couple things to keep everybody aware of. We're going to be doing Ezra in the second hour. We'll be doing Acts on Thursday. And let's see, keep my wife in prayer. I don't have a new update yet on Easton, but I will let you know as soon as my daughter lets me know. Whenever she doesn't send me news, you know, I just keep praying the same way and just wait. Because if I wait for her, it's better, then I'll get some kind of update that's consolidated and summarized. Okay, we got somebody calling in, so that's good. And we will respond to that. And then we will get into our next phase of teaching. The reason that I brought that up, by the way, in the last segment of being a person who speaks for God is because you do represent God. The Holy Spirit lives inside you, and you are a representative of his kingdom, okay? That's the key. And better than you trying to conform or teach other people, you know, doctrines that you love or don't love or this, that, whatever, just speak the truth. It's so much easier. It's just amazing. All right, we ready? And here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David. It's Sam.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing very good. And you?
I'm doing pretty well. How's the wife? How's the family?
Well, things are a little calming down, and we're going to keep praying that God will help us to go through this phase and that the transformation will happen, and I'm believing that.
That's right. You do that, and you don't move from that. You hold that faith. You trust in him for that.
Yes.
Yes, you have to do that, because that steadfastness faith he looks for, and you have it, and you need to use it. This is the time. It's not saved for another day. It's for right now, today.
Yes.
That's
yes.
How you got to do
Amen.
It. Amen. All right, my good friend, here we go. Not a difficult question, but an interesting one. Which gospel opens with John the Baptist preaching in the desert?
Well, there is only one gospel, the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ.
That's correct, but in this, so bad.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
I know.
It's a Saint Mark.
That is correct, sir. Mark's gospel. That's right. Matthew opens up. You're so funny. There's only one gospel. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, that's true. We know that. Good job, Sam. We're going to keep praying for you, your family, your daughter, the whole situation, just that the Lord will give you all the favor. But you stay firm in that faith. You be immovable, and you will see results, because faith blesses the Lord.
Yeah, on a few weeks, like a month ago, you said, hey, there's a woman in the Bible, and her initials are MM, so I was thinking, oh, Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, I'm going to go, she ain't in there.
All right. Well,
all
thank
right,
you,
my
David,
brother.
For your humor and most of all, your heart reach out to people and share the word of God. I deeply admire you. And God bless you, and may he provide everything that you need.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate that.
All right. Love you, brother.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. God bless. Bye-bye. All right. M.M. Marilyn Monroe. It's like, wow. Don't tell Mary Magdalene. She will not be happy. That's just, you know. And then I was just waiting for him to go, it was one of the M&Ms in the bag. M&M. Okay. All right. Let's just move on. Or we're just, it's just going to go descending. So let's just move into the next thing. This is a very important teaching. All the teachings are important, but what's amazing is if from time to time, when you go to church or you listen on the radio or something, you'll notice that there are times in your life where some teachings get really, or some encouragements get really highlighted. Like it's like ding, ding, ding. Oh, no, no. Well, that's really important because the Lord knows what people need at different places and in different phases. And that's why, you know, if you're always looking and listening, you're going to find that encouragement that comes from the Lord. It's going to be there. This particular DDD, something I actually have a title for, it's called Stages. Stages. Really one of those interesting phrases. Numbers chapter 33, verses 1 through 2. Now, these were the stages of the Israelites' journey when they went out from the land of Egypt by their military divisions under the leadership of Moses and Aaron. At the Lord's command, Moses wrote down the starting points for the stages of their journey. These are the stages listed by their starting points. A lot of time taken here in Scripture to bring about the fact that there are stages in the framework of the journey. Let's not blow the truth of the gospel with bad bumper sticker ethics. It's not about the destination. It's all about the journey. Yeah, unless you end up in hell, and then it's very much about the destination. So let's pull that back. But that does not delete or ignore that there are different stages that we go through, right? And if you've noticed, you can have, and I think it would be fair to say you could use Ecclesiastes in this process, saying there is a season for this and a season for this, a season for this and a season for this, a time to laugh and a time to cry, you know, a time to rise up and a time to sit down, a time to reap and a time to sow. The idea is that at different points and different elements in your life, God does different things. The biggest problem, I think, for Christians in their daily walk is they try to do something that's something that God's not even working on. It's like, I'm going to work on this without talking to the Lord or anything like that. Here's the key. They were in stages in this journey, the Israelite journey, and it was at the Lord's command that they found out where the new stages were and where they started, okay? So you just, what you got to do is think past the regular way you think about it and think, you know, in my life, in my journey, in my Christian life, living, there are different times where different things start. And the most important thing is for you and me and all of us to get on God's page, not for God to get on our page, but for us to get on his page so that when we're doing the journey, we're doing it in the stages that he wants to work in. And why that's important is because if you look at 2 Corinthians 3:18, 17 and 18, it talks about us becoming more and more like the image of Christ step by step, or it says glory by glory. And that means step by step. And that means stage by stage. And that means a little bit by a little bit. And the Lord brings you and I through different stages. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's fantastic, right? But get in connection or be connected to the Lord so that you can know, hey, it's a new stage. It's a new time. We're doing a new thing. And that's one of the things the Lord said through Isaiah, is there's a new thing happening. Do you not perceive it? And I think for some of us, the answer is no, we don't, because we're expecting God to do certain things certain ways, and that's what we want. And the Lord's like going, well, that's cute, but that's not how we do it. And our response has got to be one of surrender, one of submission, saying, okay, let me get on your page. Let me know where you want to go and what you want to do and where we're going with that. It's kind of like understanding that there's starting points. And the reality check is that God probably, I'll say this because I cannot say this absolutely, but probably is not working on 37 different things in your life at one time. He's probably working through the power of the Holy Spirit and the truth of the Word and fellowship and your prayer time and your Bible time. He's probably working on an area or two or three, one at a pop, one at a time, working on them, trying to get you a little further along, a little wiser, a little better in your understanding, and get a better grasp on it. It's important, though, to note that God never stops the process. In Revelation 21:5, it says, "Behold, I make all things new." But if you're one of the Christians that say, it's always the same old, same old, it's always the same old, same old, you're disconnected from God. Because it's not always the same old when you're doing it in Him and with Him. You understand? It's fresh. It's new. It's alive. And whatever that stage is, so one of the things that I'm trying to do, I don't do very good at it, but I'm trying, is I'm trying to write down or note. The Lord's trying to teach me a little bit more on faith. Open up your eyes more for faith. The Lord's trying to teach you more about rest and trusting in Him while you have things going on that are out of your control. Do a better focus on resting and trusting in Him. It's those type of things. It doesn't take a lot. It doesn't take much for you to write down on a piece of paper with a pad, with a little pad and a pencil, just going, God is working on my faith. God is working on my listening skills. God is working on my reading skills. God is working on my fellowship desires. That doesn't take much. But just get into the agreement with God as you go through the different stages and you find out that He's working and doing great things in your life always. You just want to be in sync. I mean, I just personally, as a Christian, think it's a bad idea for me to work on something that God's not working on. I don't know. Call me crazy, but yeah, I just want to do what the Lord wants deep in my heart, and that's what you want. So let's ask Him, what do you want me to concentrate on, Lord? What do you want me to focus on? I can't focus on, 5,000 things at once. Give me some areas to really concentrate on. Help me out in this process as we go to the next stage. Okay? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, top of the hour, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
What is the David Spoon Experience, you say? I'll put it to you like this. Do you love a good joke that's pretty bad?
What do you call an animal that doesn't practice what it preaches? A hippocritopotamus. Come on.
Do you love being able to ask questions, comments, or having someone to pray for you?
If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we don't want it to die of loneliness. We want it to have a chance.
And last but not least, do you love some trivia?
All right, we got our trivia question. Who made clothes out of leaves that were sewed together? Somebody want to answer the trivia question? Oh, okay, hold on. Here you go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
We're talking to Mary.
This is Al.
This is Brother Ace.
This is Eric.
This is Deborah.
Now, if that doesn't make you curious, maybe you should tune in and check it out for yourself.
Think of me as the big brother that won't go away. That's me.
Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 1:30 p.m. on 770 KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God for you and I. God provided His own burnt offering, His own lamb of sacrifice, because our presentations are not that hot. And this is where you get the understanding that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. How many? All. And the wages of sin is death. That's the result. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And God showed His love for us while we were still sinners, that Christ died for us. That's the love. He was the sacrificial lamb. And if you have never made that decision, I invite you right now to make that decision to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And this is where you get John 3:16, which people will say is the gospel and a scripture, which is not far off. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. That gift is available for you. And if you have never exercised that acceptance of that gift, I encourage you to do so by saying this prayer. And don't go anywhere because I got another one for all of us. Heavenly Father, I surrender my life. Lord Jesus Christ, I give you my heart. Pour out your Holy Spirit, for I believe you rose from the dead, and I confess with my mouth you died for my sins according to the scriptures. You were buried, and 3 days later you rose again. You ascended to the Father and are coming back soon, and I thank you for this new life you've given me. I praise you and pray this in your name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are now a Christian.